How do you define a believer? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Religious groups which contract with the federal government are asking the Obama administration to cut them some slack. They're worried because last week, the president warned that he'd be issuing an executive order that organizations doing business with the government may not discriminate against gay people. Gay rights groups have argued for years that since they pay taxes like everyone else, they should be eligible for taxpayer-funded jobs like everyone else. But religious groups that get federal grants to provide social services don't want to be forced to hire non-believers. So, a group representing Catholics, Jews, Muslims, and others sent the White House a letter saying that while they absolutely believe that all persons are created in God's image, they cannot be forced to employ gay people who don't share their beliefs. And they point to the Hobby Lobby case as a precedent. But funny thing about that case, the majority opinion stated that the court would not challenge a corporation's sincerely held religious beliefs because a corporation is a person. Well, if the court's not going to challenge a corporate person's sincerely held religious belief, how could it possibly challenge a gay person's sincerely held religious belief? So that if a gay person claims, as many do, to be a devout Catholic, for example, and wants to exercise that faith working for a federally funded Catholic organization, and the issue went to the Supreme Court, well, I can't predict what the court would do, but I know what it would have to do if it wanted to be consistent. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.